Thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Al Loyo, with In the Jar Studios.
Sounds Around Town.
It's been about a month since our last podcast. Unfortunately, due to schedule problems, we were unable to get the guest that we were wanting to on the show in the last. Let me tell you some of the interesting things that have been going on at the studio. We've been working on some really great music with the Triptych and some other projects that have been going on. Are really kind of strange for me. We had a church person come in and wanting to do like an audio book kind of play type thing that we did for them. It took a little while to get all the actors in there and reading the script, and it came out pretty cool. Also, we did some voiceovers, which is something that we normally don't do too much of, but we did some commercials and things of that nature. And right now I'm working on some other voiceover type stuff, advertising type stuff that's kind of interesting. And maybe I'll play some of that stuff here for you so you can
see what other type of jobs you can do while you're, not doing something musically. Voiceover work, acting, modeling are rather similar to music because they all kind of go hand in hand if you really think about it. I mean, movies have music in it. When the models are on the runway, there's music playing. And it all goes hand in hand, really. And there's not much of a difference when you're talking about advertising, because advertising and jingles, there's music, there's singing, there's voiceovers going on at the same time. So it's all related. So I think that as a musician, you can look at other avenues of making money while you're seeking that ultimate goal to, you know, become a recording artist that travels and makes money doing gigs. You know, it's an awesome thing, but you have to feed yourself in the process and pay your rent and things of that nature. So you have to do what you got to do, and why not be doing something that you enjoy doing and making money at it? So it's another avenue of making money in a creative way. I was working with a voiceover artist the other day, and she was a young girl, and her mother was with her, and I was giving her some advice. And it's funny because the advice that I was giving to her, her mom responded with, "That's a lot of the same things that your vocal coach and acting coach tells you." So, like I said, I have no formal training in voiceover work or anything of that nature. But, I mean, like I said, it goes hand in hand. If you know how to record something and you know how to deal with music, you can do, you know, this type of work. I mean, it's just, you know, like second nature, really. So, anyways, I accomplished, doing this commercial, and it was really not that difficult. At any rate, I mean, like I said, this is just some other avenue of work that pays, you know, your bills while you're in between gigs, or you can actually develop another form of work that helps, you know, support your music. So, I mean, it's something to think about. Here's a sample recording of myself doing a voiceover for Gillette. This is not a paid commercial that I did or anything like that. This is just something that I did for practice. You know, I was working with some other people doing real voiceovers, but at any rate, this is just an example of what I did, and you can do too. And all I did was really take an ad from a magazine and read it. It's advertising, so anyway, it's already pretty much all the work's done for you. Just read it in, you know, an exciting way and put some music to it. So anyway, here goes.
Introducing Gillette Fusion. Breakthrough technology on the front and back. On the front, 5-blade shaving surface technology for ultimate comfort. On the back, 1 precision trimmer blade for those tricky places. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Even you podcast aficionados can do voiceover work. So it's not just for musicians. I mean,
you're already, you know, hosting a show. You obviously are not shy, and you obviously feel you have a voice good enough to be on the internet, so why not give it a try? So, as I said, just get yourself a magazine, get yourself some music, and just practice it, and then go to, you know, talent agencies that are looking for voiceover talent, and what can they tell you? You're not good enough? You know, just give it a go. See what happens. You never know. Here's another example, a little funny jingle I put together for the studio. Have a listen. See what you think.
Are you an up-and-coming artist that needs music? We can help you with that. Anything from R&B to hip-hop to rap and even reggaeton.
Most beat slangers sell your beat and it's all over.
Say what?
We will modify the beat or music bed if the song requires it. You get 2 hours of mods for free. Who else can tell you that they will do that for your music?
Beats created by Robin G.
Here are but a few samples of some music that we provide.
To do your thing.
So don't be shy. Why don't you come on down and get a pre-production meeting so we can discuss your needs. And remember, we're a full-blown studio. When you're ready to lay down your vocal tracks, there's no need to go somewhere else. We can handle that for you. Right here, yeah! If you need short-run CD duplication for your next show or something, we can help you with that too. So come on down and visit us here at In The Jar Studio. And remember, for recording and live sound, all you need is In The Jar.
Well, there you have another example of something I just kind of threw together. Now, if you've been a musician and performing out in public, or a comedian, you know, performing out in public, I mean, you get a rapport with the audience and you build confidence and things of that nature, you can do this. It's not that big of a deal. So, even as a podcaster, you've developed your voice over a period of time. So, like I said, there's no harm in getting out there and doing this. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for joining us. And if you have any comments or suggestions, please drop us a line at srtmail@earthlink.net.